Hey, I'm James.
And I'm Greg.
And welcome to our first Hopnology podcast. This is our intro to Hopnology, so sort of an introduction to everybody about who we are and what we what we're going to try and do, and how we can interact and participate with all of our friends and listeners out there.
We are very, very excited to jump in and share some of our learnings over the years with all of you. For those of you who don't know us, we've had a hops company for the last 10 years, Gorse Valley Hops, where we've grown hops, consulted about them, worked with brewers, worked with growers, and spent a lot of time educating folks in and around the industry. So we're taking a step away from production and getting much more into the education side of things.
It's interesting because over the years, you know, when we first started growing hops, there was no one out there doing it at such a small scale, and no one could tell us how to do it. You know, there was no real information, so we had to figure it out for ourselves. Luckily, we're scientists and engineers and business folks of various degrees, so we took a calculated risk, and honestly, quickly, we found out that there were more people hungry for knowledge than there were for our hops. So we pivoted. And we started doing more teaching, lecturing, and research and things like that. And before you know it, we just ran out of time for farming. So we decided to change our approach.
Yeah, and you know, to your point about lack of information out there, James, one of the things for me, my role in the company was very much one of customer engagement and dealing with folks who had questions and all that and managing the website and whatnot. But the question I had the most in those early days was, is there anything I can read? Can you recommend a book? Even prior to the workshops we had, people would say, well, I'm coming to the workshop in a few weeks. What can I read in advance? And we really didn't have anywhere to point folks. There was no quality information out there that we could say, you know what, here's how you get started. It just didn't exist.
It didn't. And in a lot of cases, it still doesn't. But interestingly enough, it wasn't just the growers that were saying that. It was once we started really communicating with brewers and having heart-to-hearts about the information that they're lacking, we found out, wow, there's a lot of what we're doing in the growing community that is directly translates into the brewing community. So we started doing more brewer education, brewing chemistry, hop chemistry, aroma science, sensory analysis, that kind of stuff. And then before you know it, that bled over into the consumer industry where, you know, people who love to drink beer or, you know, would have questions about, why do I love this beer? I just really like it. And we'd ask, well, what is it about it that you really like? And they had a hard time describing it. So we're saying, hey, now here's an opportunity for us to interact with the consumer community. And before you know it, we've got three integral parts of this conversation about growing hops, making beer, and consuming the final product. All three of those weren't being served, you know, they weren't talking to each other. So that's sort of where I see our place.
I absolutely agree. Those three points of the triangle, the consumer, the brewer, and the grower. And we, James and I spoke for a while about how do we do this? What are we going to talk about? And at the beginning, really, the conversations were, well, what community needs us the most? Is it the growers? Is it the, you know, we've talked to growers for years. We know about growing. They're the ones who are going to be hungry for knowledge. Yeah, but we can't forget the brewers. The brewers also have a lot of questions and we have experiences we can share. And well, there are certainly consumers. There are more consumers, you know, person per person than anything else. And they want knowledge too. And we realized that any topic that we're going to approach in the coming conversations can be addressed. It has to be addressed from all three sides. Even if we've got a topic and we say, we're talking about growing this week, you can be sure that if you're brewing or if you're drinking, that conversation will still pertain to you. It's so important to look at it from all three sides and not just one.
We oftentimes, when I'm teaching at the Siebel Institute and teaching like hop chemistry or just basically introduction to hops for craft brewers, you know, the first few hours I spend on production. And that's always, I can always count on that section being the one that's the most foreign to the brewers in the class. And they are just baffled and astounded by how much of a gamble hop growing is, and how much of that gamble is immediately impactful to their beer. And it's really great when you get to see those aha moments, because it sinks in saying, wow, we really probably as brewers should be spending a lot more time talking to our producers.
Mm-hmm. Having that relationship is so critical. And especially in an industry like this that is still growing and evolving and is so very local in so many areas, where, you know, a brewery can know their grower. They can go down and see the farm. It's not a situation where you have to buy from very far away. And that relationship is just so critical, and understanding what each other is doing is so critical. For us, from our perspective, at least I'll speak for myself, from my perspective, so excited to be transitioning into this side of things and sharing our experiences, our knowledge of what doesn't work, because it is such a critical part of it, seeing where things have gone off the rails. That's how you learn, is seeing things that don't work. And we have lots of funny stories to share as well from things that have gone on over the years.
Oh, tons of stories. As veterans of any industry will tell you, they've got more stories about the things that go haywire than the ones that go right, and we are no exception. The thing I'm most excited about, I'm very excited about this new adventure, and being able to find a different voice in the same community. We're going to be a lot, more free to voice our opinions than we have been in the past, to have our friends and colleagues on as guests. And yeah, we're going to have a little fun with them. But we're also not going to pull any punches. We want to get to the straight dope and be able to share the reality and cut through all the hyperbole. I think if there was absolutely one thing I could, achieve out of Hopnology, and certainly using the podcast as a vehicle, would be to get brewers and growers talking to each other on a regular basis, having the tough conversations about quality and quantity and reliability and price and those sorts of things, so that they can build a rapport of trust and hopefully make the industry that much stronger.
James, I completely agree with you. All of the folks that we've met and we've worked with over the years, they're going to be a key part of this going forward. We will bring them in for conversations. So with that in mind, what do we want from you, the listeners? First of all, we want to thank you for joining us in this introductory podcast and for becoming part of this community that we are so happy and proud to be a part of. Certainly subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't done it already, you can do that through our website, or you can just search for Hopnology on iTunes or Spotify or whatever you're using for your podcasts. If you check out our website at www.hopnology.com, there's a mailing list, and just by giving us your email address, we'll be able to keep you updated on new casts that are coming out. Maybe we've got a speaking engagement in your area, something like that. So we'll keep you posted on what's happening. And there's also just a plain old contact form there. And if you have questions you'd like to see us address, please let us know. If you like or dislike anything we're saying, please let us know. If you're in the industry and you're interested in joining us, absolutely. We have many folks that we've met over the years that we'll be bringing on the show, but we're always happy to make new friends inside and outside of the industry. So again, drop us a note. And we're excited that you've joined us, and we look forward to providing our next download of information to you on the next podcast.
Coming very soon. Thanks for listening.